like letting that play a little bit. I just love it. So much MSU fight song. Cheryl Fritz here back on Fritz and Friends 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320 WILS. We'll just let Scott play that all the way under. No, we probably can't do that. Going out on the phone to Ben Hatala, who is a former Sparty. I love that. And program coordinator for the Sparty mascot program. Good evening, Ben. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. This is a good day to be green, isn't it?
That's right. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you as well. When I got a hold of you, I didn't know when I left a message that you were a former Sparty, so that makes this interview even more exciting. But what I wanted to start with is my first reason for calling you is Fox Sports had done a polling and judged the best mascots, and Sparty, out of 68 that they went through, Sparty was number one. I bet that's not a surprise to you.
Well, we're very honored for Fox to distinguish as number one. You know, there's a lot of great programs throughout the nation, but, you know, trying to stay humble, but yes, we are very proud to be number one at this point in time.
And I did love the description after a picture of Sparty. It said, now Fox's comments were, now this is how you do a mascot from the ancient world. MSU Sparty is the total package, iconic, imposing, and good to look at. You know, they must be talking about when you were Sparty, right?
Again, to be humble, I covered the two last Final Fours, so there was a lot of media attention, but I think Sparty's been around since 1989. The total body of work has been what's been encompassing towards the program. You know, the guys before me have just done an astonishment and a great amount of work to build up things where we're at today, so I can only credit them for the success we've been credited with, so yeah.
Well, that's a good thing. And I guess the next logical question is, how on earth do you become Sparty?
I was involved in high school, very spirited individual. You know, my story, I carried around a flag for the team and ran out in front of the football team. And, you know, I came to MSU, and I'm on the smaller side. I'm, you know, 5'9", and people were joking, you know, why don't you be Sparty? Why don't you be Sparty? And, you know, things worked out. I tried out and became Sparty. And, you know, I think people who have a great amount of passion for MSU, they're not allowed to compete still at the collegiate level. They're still allowed to, you know, be educated and get admitted to MSU. So that's how I became involved, and it's, you know, been a great story. I met a great amount of individuals, and you know, something I'll never forget.
Well, for certain, I'm wondering, you know, when you see Sparty, and Sparty's used carefully. I mean, he's in a lot of places, but he's not everywhere, and that has to be kind of an interesting balance.
Yeah, it is. We cover, you know, almost 700 events a year. Those are both private and public. Everything MSU we cover, and then we get a lot of everything from birthdays to weddings, bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, you know, you name it, everything in between, golf outings. He's everywhere. You know, we do everything we can to be his best everywhere in the state, outside of the state, and around the nation. And, you know, if you can name it, we'll try and be there. If not, you know, Sparty does his best, and apologies to, you know, be there next time. So it's a great program, and I'm proud to be affiliated with it.
And in your job as a former Sparty now, and program coordinator, what does that job entail for you, Ben?
I extended my education from advertising to sports administration here in grad school through the College of Kinesiology under education. And I scheduled all of his appearances and travel and logistics, excuse me. You know, like I said, 700 events. It's a lot of places to go. He doesn't travel alone. He needs a companion as well as a vehicle, sometimes a place to stay, sometimes airfare, depending on how far he's going. So that's part of my goal of being an operational person one day. But for right now, you know, I study the sports administration role here at MSU, and I'm very proud of what I'm doing, and still happy to be affiliated with the program.
Are you the only one who schedules him? I mean, that's a lot to take in.
That is correct. Yeah, it's only me. We work through the Student Alumni Foundation, which is affiliated with the MSU Alumni Association. I'm the only coordinator. I work through Dan DiMaggio and a former MSU basketball player, Timbo Greckus. They're in our office, but I'm the only one scheduling his appearances, and we all work together to make sure we can get him, you know, as seen as possible and in most places at once. So we do everything we can.
How many Sparties are there at any one time?
Well, of course, there's only one Sparty.
That's the right answer. There's only one Sparty.
Correct.
And it's certainly an honor and a thrill. Does this, how does this affect schoolwork at the time when you're Sparty?
The spring semesters, if basketball season goes correct for both the men and women, it's more challenging, just like the athletes. You're traveling with them, you know, studies get a little compromised, but, you know, you do the best you can from the road. You don't have as many media obligations and practice as they do, but you still make it up with professors. And it's challenging, but at the same time, a lot of MSU faculty are very gracious and understand what's going on, so you're able to make it up. But it is a challenging time, but also a very rewarding time when the team gets to participate in the NCAA event.
Well, and we'll talk about tonight's game in just a minute. Is there some secrecy when you're Sparty? Do you not tell folks who you are?
That is correct. Our advisors give you letters that say you're part of the MSU marketing program, which you're benefiting the MSU in its entirety and supporting the programs overall, which is true. It's not technically a lie, but, you know, you're there at Sparty, but you're also representing and supporting MSU, which is true. So the letters don't tell your professors you're Sparty technically, but, you know, in its entirety, you are there as a representative of MSU and supporting it. So it's not like you're a member of the cheerleading or the dance team or, you know, as a part of the MSU basketball team or women's team. You know, you're there supporting our school and doing everything you can to make sure they win.
Well, and win is what we're looking for this evening. It's not just a couple hours, a little more than a couple of hours, and we'll go head-to-head with UCLA down in Tampa. Did you get Sparty there safely?
He has been down there since Tuesday. He's safe and sound. They're just outside of Tampa enjoying a beautiful resort with their fellow members of the band, Cheer and Dance, and they're well relaxed, caught up on their schoolwork, and ready to go for tonight, I can assure that.
Very good. What was your favorite part of being Sparty or perhaps a story about being Sparty that you'd want to share with us?
My favorite part was definitely covering the hospital visits. It might not seem that glorified. You know, the suit is very warm at times, and, you know, it's very compromising on your body, but I got to visit a lot of hospitals and put a lot of smiles on young, you know, children's faces and shed a lot of light on their families, and that was very blessing for me. It almost brought me to tears at sometimes. I covered the Final Four in 2010 as well as 2011 in Detroit and Indianapolis, and those were, you know, stories I'll share with my grandkids hopefully one day and times I'll never forget, but just being able to visit hospitals here in Michigan, just it brought me to tears more than it did for these families, seeing that, you know, the power Sparty has with these families, even though it's just me in that suit, was just remarkable and something I'll never forget, to be able to benefit and shed some light in their lives.
Well, you just brightened my day. I mean, that's a lovely story. What a nice story, Ben. And, you know, my thanks to you and what you're doing to keep Sparty everywhere. We love to see him. And, again, thank you so much, and happy St. Patrick's Day.
You as well. Go green, and thank you very much. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Go green, go white. Thank you so much, Ben.
Have a great day.
You too. We've been talking with Ben Hadala, who is a former Sparty and program coordinator for the Sparty mascot program. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.